It's too late.
We're just gonna pretend that was 5 seconds. the last 2 seconds that was me going.
But you can only play 5 seconds of that shit.
We're not big enough
yet. Yeah, we don't have. I might have to just cut off the first 2 seconds. There you go. Hey guys, it's us, the fucking
FNF podcast. Hell yeah.
We now have 10 followers on Instagram. So nice. That's pretty cool.
So go follow us on fucking Spotify.
Yeah, go follow us everywhere else. You dumb bitches. Oh fuck, there goes my phone.
My foot. Papa, my shoes.
No!
So Florenza is not here. In the spirit of it being the week of Halloween. El Spooktacular
Halloween.
Reno.
It's in 2 days.
Yep.
Halloween's in 2 days, boys and girls. Get your fucking razor blade candy ready. Get your
give out your weed.
I swear to God, if you give out fucking hot dogs on Halloween, I'm gonna fucking come to your house and eat your ass. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Who the fuck did this to you?
Georgetown, that's who.
Fuck. That's why.
Yeah. No, but here's the one cool thing about Georgetown. If you guys are by Georgetown or near Georgetown, go to the public square, like in the middle central of the fucking next to the post office. Walk down that whole street. There is a part of that street where it's I don't know if it's a soup kitchen or what the fuck it is, but they are open and they give you free hot dogs, free popcorn, free soda, free juice, and candy.
Nice.
Till like 11 p.m.
Nice.
It's hella cool. There's some dude who's fucking rich enough, I guess, who at the very end of that street, he has like a haunted house. And you can go in there and there's always a huge line because he goes fucking all out. Pretty scary. It's pretty good.
So, in the mood of the season, in the spirit of the season.
In the mood of the reason.
Yes.
The spaghetti of the treason.
And the boot of the peason.
Of the foot of the meason. Bone apple meef, dude. Bone apple meef.
So, we're going to talk to you about something very, very frightening.
That's not even where the microphone are. What are you talking about?
We're going to talk to you about something very, very frightening.
Yeah.
Fucking dentists.
Oh, there's a dentist. I was like, he's not even fucking here. He's like in the back of the fucking house. Hey guys, it's me.
What would you think the phobia of dentists is called? Just off the top of your head, what do you think?
What do I think it's called?
Yeah.
It's called dental laryngitis.
Pretty sure that's a dental condition, not a...
All right, fine, fuck off. It's called, big man with spike put in my mouth, no.
Sounds reasonable.
That sounds
right. All right, so today we're going to come up and talk to you about some of our worst dentist experiences, because we've had a few. I've only really had one. I don't know about Leo, but...
You want to know what's actually called?
What?
It's called dentophobia.
God damn it.
Overcoming dentophoria, a fear of the...
I thought it was going to be something way more like medical terms.
No, they're just like dentophobia. Fear of the dental
assistant. God damn it. The assistant.
Just the assistant.
So, wait, man, do you really know what you're doing? Wait. Yeah, I got here, didn't I? So I want the actual fucking doctor.
I love this fucking fact from Colgate. Between 9 and 20% of Americans avoid going to the dentist because of anxiety or fear.
I don't blame him.
I don't either. Fuck the dentist. He goes into your fucking mouth with... Yo, you haven't been flossing. Motherfucker! I'm flossing. You're just fucking poking my ass out.
Shoots you in the fucking mouth as though you're bleeding because you don't floss.
It's like if you went to the doctor for like a hand, right? You're like, oh, I just need to get my hand checked. And then he fucking cuts your tendons. He's like, oh man, you don't fucking take care of your body. Motherfucker, you just cut me. What are you talking about?
It's like, just snaps your elbow. It's like, you shouldn't have done that.
You shouldn't have fallen.
You can't afford that.
It's like Mr. Krabs. Nurse, this man has no insurance. You know what to do. Fucking kicks him out into the...
I actually got a hella funny story that I read about a nurse who was running a blood donation thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the people that came in to give blood was actually a dentist. So when she like put the needle in his arm, right?
Yeah.
It like spurted out some because it was an artery.
Yeah.
So she just looked him dead in the face and said, "You're bleeding because you don't floss." And he just like... She played his ass.
Well, here's the thing. This is why I never have gone back to the dentist ever. Fuck that shit. It was like 4 years ago. So I was in there for, they had to take out my lower wisdom teeth. I actually need to go back and get my top ones because I can feel them coming out.
Yep.
But so they were going to remove my bottom wisdom teeth. And For some reason, I also needed a cavity. Fill in, right? And also, they were like, oh, yeah, let's also just take off this old one that you have and put in a new one. So they just want to get their fucking money's worth, right?
Yeah.
So they ended up taking off that old one and putting in a new one. But the funny thing was, the dentist and the assistant were just talking the whole time.
Yeah.
Obviously, the dentist is focused on my teeth and shit talking. But the fucking dental assistant was just like, fucking staring off into the fucking sky with their big ass fucking Pomeranian haircut.
Fuck.
Her only fucking job is to suck out the shit that the dentist is producing, right?
Yeah. All the spit.
That's her only fucking job. The spit and the water and all the shit, right? She was sitting there and she like slowly started to like pull it back up. Like her hand was like just relaxing, so it was like pulling it was pulling out of my mouth, right? And so at one point all I had was just a shit ton of water in the back of my throat, and because I was at an angle I was like, oh shit, this shit's going down. Oh shit, this is going down.
What is this, Iraq? No, please.
Fucking I'll take yellow mustard gas right now. Fucking do it. I'll take the mustard gas.
You quicker than this.
Give me the fucking anthrax, please. Anyway, so the fucking dentist was like pulling it out, right? And I was like trying to get her attention, so I was like, and she wouldn't fucking look.
She's like, just, shh, I'm trying to talk.
And I couldn't move my hands for some reason. I was fucking numb.
Yeah.
I was like, and she couldn't, and she wasn't fucking paying attention. Because it's also loud in there, because I've got the machinery and shit. Yeah. And just, in my fucking mouth. Finally, after like 6 minutes, okay, this is what pissed me off, is that I felt a clump of fucking metal filling just go to the back of my throat. And I could just feel it at the back of my uvula.
Yeah.
And then it started to go down and down. And down. It was in the very back of my... I was like, dude, if I fucking even breathe right... I couldn't breathe. I was also sick. So I was like... I was trying so hard to breathe through my nose and it's not my mouth. Because if I breathed into my mouth, all that shit was just fucking going in me. And I was terrified. I'm not even kidding you. I was like... And then the bitch finally, after like 5 minutes, was like, oh shit. She goes, and pulled it out. I was like, you fucking bitch. What the fuck you mean?
Where was this?
This was by fucking Diamond Springs. You know, that little dental place?
Wait, the one,
No.
Oh.
No, over, okay, so where the quick stop is.
The fucking dentist?
Yes.
Oh, they changed practices.
Oh, they did?
They changed over.
They're not dentists anymore.
Well, they are, but it's a different company that owns them.
Oh, they're probably so, better now then. The same workers, I'm never fucking going back.
That's where I'm going for my wisdom teeth.
Good luck. Good fucking luck. As long as you don't have that Pomeranian bitch helping you, you'll be fine.
No, the one...
Because my friend works there now.
Cut that out. The worst experience I've had was one by fucking McDonald's. This was back
when I was in... There's a dental office by McDonald's?
Right next door.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was what I could afford.
I don't fucking trust... Wait, where? Which McDonald's? By Broadway or by Golden? Wait, you're telling me there's a Chinese food place, a pizza guy's... A McDonald's,
then a
fucking
dentist,
Subway,
right across the street,
and then a dentist.
Yep.
Next to a T-Mobile.
Yep.
Fucking Jesus.
Oh, it's not in the same.
No, I know.
It's
I know,
right across the street. Yeah.
There's a fucking O'Reilly Auto Parts next to it. I don't fucking trust it.
AutoZone, technically. So
they're
I go in there, and then this was the first thing that bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Is when the dentist came out to like greet me. I never saw this man's face. He like already had the mask on, and he had like. Here's what creeped me out even more, dude. He didn't just have glasses, he had fucking spectacles.
Who the fuck is spectacles?
That's what I'm fucking saying. He just had dark spectacles and he just like, girl, I am his name was probably cut that out. So
I'm not cutting that out.
I fucking go in there.
No, I should cut it out.
Pretty bad dentist. I wouldn't fucking go to him again. Avoid the McDonald's dentist. Please.
I like no. See, that just brings up in my mind like a fucking McDonald's has a dentist in there. They're like in there for fries. He's like, hey, you want me to check out your fucking mouth?
Hey, yo, you need some floss. It looks like you got some shit in your teeth, right?
Let me check it out.
Just like opens up your cheeks.
He opens your mouth. He pries it open with a fucking chicken McNugget.
Yes, that's gingivitis, all right.
Motherfucker, you put chicken in my tooth.
The ice cream machine isn't the only thing that's broken around here.
they can't afford like dentures. They just fucking make one out of French fries, a whole fucking French fries.
Just put it in the freezer real quick, firm it up.
They pour some fucking chocolate milk on that bitch. Just freeze it.
Just gets a blizzard, a little scoop of a blizzard, and sticks it up in there.
Instead of, you know, they put like that foam that's just ice cream, just melted fucking ice cream. Just bite down. up for me, please.
Please, here. Bite into this McFlurry spoon.
No. He would use the apple pies that they have there.
Yeah.
The bite into this apple pie, size. Please, and then they find out your fucking dentures.
Oh, yeah. That's gingivitis.
Instead of x-rays, they just pull out the fucking menu, and they're like, oh, shit, it looks like a McWhopper.
They fucking put a flashlight up next to your cheek, and they're like, look.
So, well, would you look at that? We can see through your fucking cheeks.
We derailed.
Yeah, so we
fucking
did.
Quickly.
So I get in there, right? And it was going to be a tooth filling. I think like one or two of them. I was a bigger child, so they had to numb me up a lot, right?
I was a bigger child?
Fucking, they had to like...
Isn't that what the priest said when he tried to baptize you? He's a bigger child. I need more water. I require depth.
Nah, at that point, he required depth, bud. God damn. But,
coffee tastes like shit.
So I fucking go in there. They give me like three fucking shots. And he's like, all right, Three shots.
Okay, wait, I want to do a little ASMR. 1 second.
Welcome back to the coffee shop. Can I take your order? Can I have a McWhopper and a dip?
Thank you.
That's some serious gourmet shit. All
right.
So.
Quentin.
So I fucking go in there, numb me up, but I'm just like, he's like, all right, I have to take care of something. Because yeah. I guess a homeless man wandered in with an abscess tooth.
Wandered in?
Yeah.
Didn't wandered in.
Just fucking.
He was, maybe I'll go.
Maybe I should go get this checked.
He like, and dude, I could smell this motherfucker. Like, this is how, it was bad homeless. Like, Broadway, crackhead homeless.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
By the soup kitchen?
Yeah, no, I at one point, because they never came back. Fucking, I was just sitting there
maybe
for like.
They put him down like when
for
they
2 hours.
Dogs.
No, but I don't know what the fucking deal is. This guy wandered in. He's like, yeah, I got an abscessed tooth. And they're like, oh, fuck. It's like, we need every single fucking dentist in the system we have. I shit you not.
Every fucking person.
I got out of my seat at some point to look around the corner and see what the fuck was going on. Mm-hmm. There were 9 people around this man's chair.
Just dude, like, what if he had like a very rare disease?
Maybe. I don't give a fuck. I'm sitting there waiting for my shit. I paid for mine. He probably didn't. Fucking. So, like, another hour and a half passes, mm-hmm. and the shit starts to wear off, the numbing agent. So, oh, when they shit. Get back, he's like, all right, he's fucking just... He stuffs gauze into the back of my fucking throat, so I can't fucking breathe or swallow or anything. And he's like, don't move. I was like... fucking choking on this shit. He's like, don't move. And then as soon as he starts drilling, I feel every single fucking part
ooh,
of it.
Oh, shit. I tried it.
I could feel...
He actually... One time they did that shit to me, like they were gonna start drilling, right?
Yeah.
But the effects hadn't hit me yet, so it fucking hurt like a.
It hurt my ears because you could like hear it, the like high pitch.
You
and
can
then
hear it in the back of your fucking ear.
I felt the powder of my teeth just
like
coating
like,
my tongue and shit. I was like, oh, he's like, don't move, don't move.
Really?
He didn't even fucking stop, dude.
No,
he just like
shit.
But he got into that shit too. And here's
my
the
dentist,
thing.
He was like, if this shit hurts, you make a noise, okay? You let me know. And I was like, he's like, oh, okay. Nurse, we need fucking more. And then they injected me again.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so they gave me the numbing shit. Did they also inject you or just the numbing shit?
They just gave me the injections. They swabbed it a little bit before they injected. But like I said, it was
they're supposed to give you that shit for like a little couple minutes, like 5 minutes, the Wunami shit.
Fucking guy didn't know what he was doing,
what
dude.
What the fuck was
this? Because I'm not finished, but it gets worse. So I don't know why he decided to drill, fill, then clean my teeth, mm-hmm. as opposed to vice versa. So by the time he puts the filling in, this motherfucker did an awful job at polishing it. So it just felt like fresh cement. Just like it was jagged. I was cutting my tongue for the next few weeks because it was just like a jagged. He barely polished it down. It just felt like he literally took cement and fucking put it in my teeth and just left it. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then he's like, don't move. Because I still got the gauze in the back of my fucking throat. I'm trying not to suffocate. And he starts cleaning my teeth. I'm like, oh, and he's like, stop moving. I'm like, motherfucker, I can't breathe. So he just keeps cleaning my teeth. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I feel everything. He's like really getting in there with that pick and shit. And by the time... He pulls that gauze out, it is covered in fucking blood.
Oof, yeah.
Like, soaked.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck did you do? And by the time they got the vacuum in there, just blood going up the hose. I'm like,
Excuse me? What the fuck?
How far did you go into my teeth, bud?
Yeah, fuck.
Or gums, sorry.
So yeah, no, for like 3 weeks after that.
You know what I've always been afraid of, though? It's a fucking root canal.
They're not fun. I've had one.
Have you?
Yeah. See, the shit is, too. Mine was rare, because I had a fourth canal. Normally, it's only three. Uh-huh. So he, like, cleaned out all three. That was the easy part, but he's like, oh, fuck. And I was like, wait, what? He's like, you got a fourth fucking canal. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? He's like, that doesn't happen often. And the shitty thing was, is it, like, went down, then, like, kind of curved up. So he had to, like, bend. I saw him, like, fucking with the wire. This was the better dentist. This was the one that knew what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
That fucking dentist, I don't trust him with shit.
Fuck, no.
I don't trust him to fucking clip my no-tail. I would have just
pulled it out myself, dude. as opposed to go to this fucking dentist again. But I went to the one by Red Hawk.
Yeah.
This guy knew what he was doing. But, like, he had to, like, bend the fucking wire frame, the wire little saw to get the canal out, like an S. Mm-hmm. So he's like putting this fucking wire saw in my mouth down into the root canal and just kind of clearing it out. I don't know how the fuck he managed to do it. I hope that man got paid well for that. that was a good like 4 or 5 hour operation.
Jesus.
That like took place over 3 days.
That's why
fuck you, PG&E. If you cancel my appointment again, I'm having you pay for my fucking root canal. If I need to fucking get one. That's why I gotta get this one out. He says I'm gonna need another one if I don't get the wisdom teeth done soon.
Ooh, fuck.
So,
yeah, not doing that again. I need to get one fucking room. Because they're coming out of the fucking top.
Yeah.
I can feel them. Fuck the dentist.
My recent dentist.
Well, fuck bad dentists.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Good dentist, I'm sure you fucking do your job well. But your dentist, please fucking make sure your assistants are paying his fucking attention.
Yeah.
I could have died.
Yeah.
I could have died knowing that I fucking went to the dentist. How bitch ass move would that be? You get home. Well, I wouldn't get home.
What in the body bag, bud?
I would. No, just how did he die? He dying at the tennis.
See, the thing is, they wouldn't even blame the dentist at that point.
No, like, they blame him.
Like, no, they blame you.
That's what I mean.
It's like he choked.
Talking about myself in third person.
It's
holy
like
shit.
He choked on gauze. It's like, no, motherfucker, that shit, that motherfucker stuffed gauze down my
that
fucking windpipe.
That dentist just sucked dick. That's what it was.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so I want to talk about this. The other day, remember I was on Twitter?
Yeah.
And I was perusing.
God
and then, damn. And I saw this thing. It says, it was Donald Trump's official Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And then it says, something very big has just happened. And there's some bitch's titties. Just like, not like exposed.
Yeah.
But it's a cleavage.
Very,
it's a lot
very
of cleavage.
Large.
And yeah. And so, yeah, I guess he liked the tweet. But after doing some research, because, you know, I'm a man of research. I like to make sure that what I'm saying is true. I went in deeper into the story. So I went to his official Twitter.
Yeah.
Looked at his likes. And I thought, maybe they deleted it. Because he has not liked anything since, like, 2017 or something.
Can you like shit? Being the president of the United States?
He liked two things, and they were both CNN related, so probably.
Fuck.
Anyway, I looked at it. And then I found out that it was actually fake. What had happened was, is that he said something very big has just happened.
And
then she
posted.
Commented, yeah, she commented her picture of her breast, and then it looked like he
damn
liked it and said that about it. So I was like, you know what? Good for you. That's some good visual, like, because you would think, holy shit, he liked it and he commented that.
Something very big.
It's
funnier that way.
It's too perfect.
As opposed to vice versa, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then also, oh shit, there goes the coffee.
Did you still have coffee in
no,
there?
No, it was empty.
Okay.
Anyway, so if you guys have Bumble, Bumble has a business section. So it's Bumble Dating, Bumble Friends, Bumble Business. Okay, I went to the business just to see what the fuck was on there because I was like, what do you do in the business? I went and saw this one dude's profile. It says, Brian. It's spelled with a fucking O. Brian. Business owner at construction.
I wonder if you're supposed to say that like, remember Adam Sandler's Cajun Man?
Yeah.
It's like, Byron. Brown.
Brian. Maybe he's from New Orleans and his name is Brown.
Why do you think she didn't like you, Cajun Man's like, lesbian?
What the fuck?
You've never seen that shit?
No.
That was
That's like good Adam Sandler.
Is that like SNL or?
Yeah, older SNL, yeah.
Shit, dude. What happened to you, Sandler? Sandler, come on the podcast.
Hey, he's on he's got a new 824 movie coming out. It looks pretty good.
He's starting to get his shit back together. Especially after those like Netflix movies. Anyway, so continuing with Braun. Braun says he's a business owner at construction, right? Networking. That's it. I'm not here to be anyone's sugar daddy, so don't ask. I already have an amazing girl. But he said already, not already. He said already.
Nice.
Yep. Networking, construction, 20 plus years.
That's why he's networking and not a fucking English major.
And the funny thing is, the lady who's in his picture definitely his fucking daughter. That's not his wife.
She's 23.
There's no way. This man's like 44. She's like 26. There's no fucking way. And she's like eating a big ass french fry. I've never seen a french fry that big. Did you see the french fry?
Yeah. It was like the size of a fucking straw.
That is the biggest fucking french fry. I want to know where the hell you went to get this fucking
fry. You should have just asked him.
Look, where'd you get that french fry? That's bigger than my fucking hands, bud. That is a big boy french fry.
That's almost fucking forearm.
That's his fucking... It goes from the tip of her lip to the fucking almost the top of her nip. Hey, wait, that's a good tongue twister. Tip of the lip to the tip of the nip. Tip of the lip to the tip of the nip. That's going to be our exercises for when we're doing fucking... for preparing for the podcast. Tip of the lip to the tip of the tip.
Anyway. See, you already lost.
Tip of the lip to the tip of the nip. That's pretty good. Not bad. If you guys want to send us clips of you guys saying that tongue twister, I'll put it in.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so look at this one. Look at this one. I saw this fucking great-ass another Donald Trump meme. So it says, I mean, you're hot. It's out of... I don't know where the fuck someone was texting. It's a girl to a guy, right? It says, I mean, you're hot. I can't say I agree with you, but thanks. You are, too. Want to trade nudes? Yeah, which ones do you have? I'll trade you two Justin Biebers if you have one Danny DeVito. And then it says, Trump, the art of the deal. Okay, I have one more thing before we get to the juicy shit we want to talk about. I was on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw this very good post that was after the Donald Trump liking the big titty by a girl named Jessica. You are attracted to General Grievous. Don't fucking lie. Quad wield those arms and slap my asshole, daddy. I don't know who the fuck's been jerking off to General Grievous porn, but if you exist, please let me know who the fuck you are and what you
like and follow.
I just want to know what the fuck was going on. There's this app called Countdown, because of the movie that came out, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to read, you know, we should do like a dramatic reading of some of the reviews. Because I was looking at the reviews. This app has 3.1 stars. Because 70% of them are negative, and the rest are all 5 stars. So look, I don't understand how the math fucking adds up.
Wait, are you reading the positive reviews or the negatives?
They're all positive. I couldn't find any negative. Even though it says that there's a shit ton of negative. I only found good reviews. Okay, so let's start with this one. This is 5 stars by Shady Cal. So I downloaded this app thinking it was a joke. My time was 2 days, 6 hours, and 53 minutes. So I called my friend and said to come over in 2 days. My time was at about an hour when they came over. I told them about the app and they laughed. And I laughed because I thought it was a joke. When my time hit struck zero, they said they were going to leave and I said to look at my phone. When they were looking, I felt something touch my back. I looked back and nothing was there. So I kept showing them my phone. Then they left. I went to my room and my parents were there. I just thought they left without me knowing or something like that. So I was playing some games on my computer when I felt something touch my back again. I saw a shadow behind me and I ran into my parents' room and locked the door. I was able to hear whispers saying, "Don't be afraid. We all have that time when it's game over." I was terrified, so I stayed in my room. My parents never came back, and I haven't eaten or drank anything for about a day now. Don't download this app. It's serious and scary. And this is a simple review. none of what I said was real. But anyways, I hope you didn't get too scared from that. Have a nice day. Be safe.
That was just a wee bit gay.
That was super fucking stupid. Alright.
I hate that review, huh? That review gets fucking 2 stars.
I give that review a 1.5 for wasting my time. Alright, you want to read the second one by Joe the Bacon Lover?
Yes.
5 stars!
Me and my friends decided to get this app as a joke. It was me, Shane Dawson, and Bella Thorne. The app told me that I was going to die in 30 years. Shane was going to die in 20. But Bella, the app said she would die in 2 minutes. Shane let out a piggish squeal. Then the lights turned off, and the house began to shake. A big hole opened up from the ground, sucking Shane into it. Then Peppa Pig burst through the door and said, "No, not today, my pig brother." Peppa then pulled Shane out of the hole. The house began to shake again. Then the most horrifying thing happened. Shrek, Elmo, and Michael Jackson emerged from said hole. Michael then let out the loudest hee-hee known to man. Elmo then sprinted toward Bella. I had to think fast. I picked up Peppa and yeeted her in front of Elmo. Michael then moonwalked toward Bella, then grabbed her. Shrek watched quietly. Michael then took Bella into the hole. I looked over at Peppa. She had become bacon. Shane and I cried for hours. My mom then walked in. She took Peppa and said, "Dinner will be ready soon." We looked at Bella's phone. She had no time left. Me and Shane then called Jeffree Star and told him what happened. My mom said dinner was ready. Me and Shane came downstairs and then had dinner. We had the most delicious bacon ever. 10 out of 10 would recommend downloading. Maybe you will get delicious bacon too. God damn it.
These fucking people.
Wait, nothing bullshit. Ever happened with Shrek.
Yeah, he was just there. He just watching. He was just a fucking sick fuck. Maybe he was like, it's all over now. Okay, so look at this one. This one was posted on Saturday by I Dropped My Hydro Flasks.
God damn it.
Selena Gomez, 5 stars. So, one day, we were at my family reunion, and me and my cousins downloaded the app. Wait, no, let me restart. I'm going to do a dramatic voice like you.
Selena Gomez. So, one day, we were at my family reunion, and me and my cousins downloaded the app, seeing it on TikTok. Oh. My littlest cousin downloaded it, too. He got so scared and deleted the app because it said 2 hours. Well, he tried to delete it. Instead, it kept the app and it downloaded TikTok. So we posted TikTok what it did, and no one believed us. Charlie Puth. It is spelled incorrectly.
Is it?
Yes, Charlie Puth.
How's it spelled?
P-I-T-H.
Fuck, Pith. That's what you'll say. Charlie Pith
even commented on our TikTok saying how fake it was. There we were going home together on live on TikTok. Oh. Somehow, my counter turned to an hour also. So me and my little cousin both had an hour to live. GWU, it's a long trip home.
Gwoo?
What the fuck is gwoo?
Is that supposed to be gwoo?
Maybe it's oo-woo, you're right.
Gwoo, it's a long trip home. Soon, there is 15 minutes left, and we stop at a rest area. We see Charlie Puth. He...
Twice?
Charlie Puth. He came over to us and tells us about our super fake TikTok. We tried to tell him it wasn't, but he still did not believe us, and he said he just wanted attention and we shouldn't play with fire. Then he went off to see Selena Gomez. We got back in the car and we only have 20 seconds to live. Then all of...
That sounds like a Jared Leto song. 20 seconds to live.
30 seconds to Mars, 20 seconds to live. 10 no, seconds to die.
No. 20 seconds to live.
We get back in the car and we only have 20 seconds to live.
Then all of a sudden, we break down and everything else that happened was fast. We get out of the car and James Charles come running down the street with his makeup brush pointed at us screaming, "You should have followed my makeup tutorial!" And he killed both of us.
I'm not gonna lie, this story sounds fake.
No, dude, it's not fake. It's true. I swear it.
Charlie Pyth told me. Pyth.
Charlie Pyth.
I've never liked that last name.
Pyth?
Pyth.
Yeah, it's a weird last name.
I'm not a...
I just don't understand it.
Okay, so the story started all when I was downloaded the app. The day I downloaded, I was with my 362 friends. We all thought it was a good idea to see who was going to die first. When I downloaded it, it said I had 1 day and 17 hours to live. So I was like, haha, this funny, right? Wrong. Yeah, so I tried to delete this app, and it wouldn't freaking delete them off my phone. So I just left it off. My friends all had 40 plus years to live. I decided to go to bed thinking, haha, bitches, when I wake up, I'll have less than a day to live. Do I care? No. I woke up the next morning, and my dad dog was connected.
What the fuck?
And my dead dog was connected to my calling starring. To my calling starring. Acme.
I just had a fucking aneurysm reading this shit.
Did you just say attached to my colon?
Was connected to my calling starring at me, and I was like, with you starring at home?
They had a stroke while writing this, dude. I swear I'm not even that exaggerating. That's how it's fucking written. Okay, I'm gonna go back.
And my dead dog was connected to my calling.
I think ceiling.
Oh, okay.
To my calling, staring at me. So staring at me. And I was like, what the hell? You staring at ho? Then I realized my dog has been dead for 31 months now.
I fucking hate when people do that as a time. They're like, how old's the baby? Oh, 155 months. So shut the fuck up, Karen. It's 6 years old, bitch.
I'll kill that baby.
Anyway.
And it was okay.
It was okay? Sounds it. Like you're about to
That's
like
the
announce the next fucking multiplayer map of Call of Duty. Team Deathmatch, shotgun only, Minecraft.
And I was like, what the heck, you staring at home? Then I realized my dog has been dead for 31 months now. So I was kind of confused. Anyways, my phone flashlight kept going off. And so I just laughed. I talked to my mom. And she told me I wasn't going to die. Mama knows best, right? Wrong! I was spending my last couple hours alive with friends. We went to get food and my friend stuck me in a microwave. And I'm so fat that I just broke that thing. So here we are, 5 minutes to live, and I saw my dead dog again. He's standing right in front of me. Finally, my great aunt killed me, and I killed her back.
I just picture that, just fucking takes it back. If I'm going down, you're going down with
coming
me.
Coming down with me, Barbara.
Bitch.
Bitch. You thought you was
That's what you get for not showing up to my 18th birthday party.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Even know who you are.
You took everything from me.
I don't even know who you are.
That's a good fucking movie, man. Hey, if you haven't seen Endgame, what the fuck's wrong with you? Go watch it. It's probably on Redbox.
Oh my God, are you ready for this one?
Yep.
You better do a dramatic reading, because I already see someone you will love, bud.
Let's see what we got.
Oh, this one's cringy as fuck. I just read like one line. It. Yeah, dude, I know. I saw one line and I was like,
I was sitting in my room with my brothers, Ethan and Grayson Dolan. We were reading an article about how to kill sea turtles. I got bored and downloaded the app. So did Ethan and Grayson. Mine said 7 years left, Ethan said 40, and Grayson's, well, it said 20 seconds. We all started screaming, then our mother Peppa Pig walked in. I did. She seemed off. We asked what's wrong, and she simply just stood there in the doorway. We looked down at Grayson's time, and it said 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and then 1. All of a sudden, The lights flicker as our beloved mother starts squealing. Then she transforms into Billie Eilish. She says, "I'm the bad guy." And then,
duh.
We all scream as she transformed back into Peppa and ran towards us. Grayson starts crying in the corner, still not dead. And Ethan teleports Emma Chamberlain to him and he hugs him.
Cough, cough, ship it, cough, cough.
Then, as we think it's Grayson's time to be bye-bye, boom, the Kool-Aid man busts in and yells,
"Oh, yeah!"
and yeers himself into Peppa.
Yeers?
Peppa lands on a campfire and gets roasted.
"Hey, Peppa, do you know Joe?"
Grayson asks. Peppa replies,
"Joe who?"
And Grayson says in a deep voice, "Joe Mama."
Yeah, fucking damn it, I knew it.
Peppa turns into bacon.
Does everyone just fucking turn Peppa into bacon?
But then we went off, and then there was our real mother, Peppa. She hugs us and makes us dinner. Man, that bacon was good. Totally weird. Recommend the app.
I fucking hate these reviews. What voice did I do this time?
Oh, definitely girls.
Girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
"Thought it was a joke, but..." by Carmia or Mia?
God damn it.
"I thought this was a joke, but when me and my sister downloaded it, she had 1 hour to live, and I had 2 hours to live. We both laughed and joked about it. So we decided to sleep in the living room and watch a bunch of Halloween shows."
I can't even think of fucking two Halloween shows. The fuck shows are you watching?
What if they put in fucking Terrorizer?
Maybe they did. See, but that's a movie. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but that'd be fucking hilarious. So. What if you feel like you did that? What if you knew a serial killer was after you, so you just summoned another one?
Not bad.
It's like,
well, Freddy it's versus just
Jason, but not.
What fucking Halloween shows? Ash versus Evil Dead.
Not the only one I could think of.
That's the only guy. Yeah.
American Horror Story, but it's not Halloween themed.
Yeah, neither is Ash versus Evil. This is what I'm saying. It doesn't fucking make sense. Anyway, I think they meant like movies.
Maybe.
So I'm gonna correct it. Camellia or Mia.
"So we decided to sleep in their living room and watch a whole bunch of Halloween movies, but we continue to check our times just for the fun of it. Then when me and my sister had 10 seconds to live, the power shut off and the TV kept flickering on and off. Nosferatu. But when it stopped, it said,
'Time's almost up'
in red letters. We really got scared. So we decided it wasn't safe in the living room. So he went to my sister's room and locked the door. 5 seconds left, and we heard banging on the door. We both screamed. We had to think fast, so we opened the window, and I climbed out first since I'm younger. But before my sister climbed out, the door swung open, and the last words I heard from her was, 'Run!' And I'm currently still running. I can't hear faint sounds of running footsteps. I don't know how much longer I can last. Since I only have 10 seconds currently, the footsteps are now getting faster, and I'm wheezing. No, 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 I just fell.
That was it. That was fucking it. Well, thank you, Camellia or Mia. I don't like that one.
Well, what if, like, this app does like some EA bullshit? It's like, you can buy another day of life for
$5.99. How much is your life
God
worth, bitch?
Damn it.
That'd be hella funny, actually. Actually, let me check. Fuck. But, you know what I was thinking? We should download the app and see what it says.
Buy your tickets into heaven right now. $5.99.99.
No, we can do that. I feel like we should. Okay.
It's like, hey, could I purchase this Maytag refrigerator and extra?
Let me. Okay, so that was those are the most helpful, right? I'm going to see what the other ones are. Most critical. Let's see. "I'm Scared 7 Hours Ago" by Llama Girl 360.
Yes, Llama Girl 360 sounds like she's always scared.
Read it. Just read it.
"So I did this app,
and it said I had 9 years left, and I was scared. I'm only 11, and I got this app thinking it wasn't real, but people are saying it's real, and now I'm paranoid about the this.
That's what it says. The this.
By the this.
Okay, can someone answer my question? Is this real or a joke? Because I'm scared because my flash flickered on and off and I didn't care, but I swear 00.
I swear 00. No. Okay, can someone answer my question? Is this real because my flash flickered on and off and I didn't care, but I swear 00. Alright, what about this one? Please don't do this. We all know it's a joke, but that's just witchcraft. And then when I got deleted it right away, no one knows when we're gonna die. Only God knows. If you wanna know, then you die. Here's the answer. You die when God wants you to die. So that's the only answer. Please don't get this. Hashtag remove. Hashtag remove countdown. Hashtag please. Hashtag please remove countdown, please.
I'm almost worried because that sounds like someone actually, like, that's a legitimate...
No, I believe that one 100%. No. The fucking name is...
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's real. Stick away. It's real. Oh, look at this one.
I thought it was going to be some, like, 80-year-old white lady. No, it's not your time. Look it's at like, this one. And it ain't yours either.
15 hours ago, my Mr. Bobby Joe 350. I feel let down. I downloaded this app hoping for fun. I got 3 minutes and was excited for what was to come. And you can tell I never died, and I want my money back.
Wait, it's free. What the fuck?
He bought that extra year of life.
I want my time back. This app never worked. Guess I should have just broken the user agreement. Best app, but didn't die. All right, you read that one. Best app, didn't die.
Bad app, didn't die?
Best app. Yeah, that.
That app. I was supposed to die 69 minutes ago. Nice.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't fucking die. This is so sad. I got this app thinking I would die, and it lied to me. Do not get this app if you want to find out when you die, because it's a scam. I want my money back. Thank you.
These people want their money back. Are they actually... Wait, are there actually microtransactions in this fucking app?
Buy an extra minute of life.
Whoever created this scared me so bad. I don't want to die. If I die in like 4 years, 364 days, and I'll haunt the creator.
That's a threat. Wait.
Okay, I really do not like this called app, but I won't haunt y'all. I'm part of God. Remember these three rules at all times. Number one, be safe. Number two, stay safe. Number three, don't die. Screw you, Ryan. Screw you, Ryan. Bowling is just fun. Just saying. Plus, not only Peppa Pig and Billie Eilish or Justin Bieber showed up to turn to me into bacon. Screw you, Ryan. 1 star's good job. The fuck? Isabella Butler. Thank you, Isabella. That is the most constructive criticism I've ever heard. I didn't die. SMH, bruh. I'm gonna change it to, instead of most critical, most favorable. 6 hours ago. Please working.
I had 5 seconds, so I laughed super hard. Then Dr. Phil sent me to the ranch. And then stabbed me with a human child.
God damn it.
So awesome. This app is real. I died. By Hot Burger 122. Review from hell.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's hot down here. Also should have had a V8 before perishing. Oh, well, but here's how I died. So I downloaded this app, and there it was. 5 minutes left. Shook. I opened my laptop and grabbed the Vaseline. For the 12th time that day, LOL. Jesus. Happy Halloween.
That's good. You want to read a couple more?
I hope I don't die by... Double A Bundes.
Wabundes. Wabundes.
Well, I don't know if this is real, but if it is, accepted my fate. .. Avocado. An avocado killed me. By None Your Business 101. Fuck. This is not a game by MRS. Thought this app was a joke, but I actually died.
Fake. Read that long ass one.
Fake. I didn't die. 5 stars. YT go go Z.
5 stars.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
It's real. Be careful. By Trent Cathion 34. Okay, so I downloaded this app.
think it was a joke. And when I got it, it said 11 years. 11 years later, this happened. Yuri adopted. And Joe Mama came to my house. We all were having a ritual when all of the lights...
Fuck yeah. Wait, those fucking names? Yuri adopted and Joe Mama?
They got me with that one because Yuri tarted. I was like, Yuri adopted. I was like, God damn it. All right.
Yuri and Joe started rising, chanting, I will rise up. I'll rise like the day. So I'm that aqua taco moment. I was booking it out the house when Gob Itch came sprinting out and garden gnomes were following him. So knowing me, I got into the plant vase and passed me. But then I ripped the fat one in my pants and the gnome smelt it in the cake.
What the fuck?
The cake to me ate me. Sacrificed my soul to Jankin Maleka Sinkonduro, the 45th. And now I am dead. I am dead. Kinda chill though, because Slappy took me on a date after, and then we are now married. LOL.
Slappy?
Isn't that the fucking.
Yeah.
Goosebumps?
Yeah. Fucking Slappy puppet. All right, let's do like two more, and then we should download the apps and see what it says.
My son died. I want to rate this 5 stars because it killed my son. It said he had 4 days to live. He showed it to me, and then he died. So I'm so sad that I made fun of him and told him he wasn't going to die, but I guess I don't have to feed him anymore.
That's good.
Dead. 5 stars. Bye.
Whatever.
I died because of this app. I'm now a ghost. Boo.
Why does it do this? So I downloaded it, and it said, oh wow, I got 29 years. Sick! Then my flashlight started flickering on and off. The hell is this app? I said to myself. So now I'm in my closet with my flickering fingers. I mean, wait.
Okay, now, bud.
So now I'm in the closet with a flickering leet. Oh, this one's gonna be good. Please do not download by Jiminus Manager. So, when I got this app, it informed me that I only had a week to live. Me being stupid, I deleted the app because, really, are you serious? Who is going to believe this stupid app that supposedly can tell people their death day? Anyways, fast forward the week. I'm currently sitting in a police station, waiting for them to take me in. The day of my death, I saw the Paul brothers outside my window. I was terrified. Maybe they're waiting for him to die so they can post it on their YouTube channel.
Fuck.
Please do not download the app. The next person to pop up is supposedly Lil Huddy. Who the fuck is Lil Huddy? Can you look it up?
Lil Huddy?
L-I-L-H-U-D-D-Y. Lil Huddy.
H-U-D-D-Y?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, look. I'm going to read two more because I just saw these and they're fucking funny. Okay, Brothers by Jack Salad.
Oh, no. He's what? Real.
Lil Huddy? Dude, that's fucking Jacob Sartorius. His brother. Okay, brothers. So, for all you that say this is real, there's a guy on Yet that showed it when it hit zero, nothing happened. So who thinks it's real again? Why would it have updates and Twitter the app itself? And it says for its entertainment purpose. So if you're doing at 3 a.m., it fake. Okay, no worries. 5-year-old reading, because they read the real ones, but it's fake. So stop scaring children. Go to the YouTube channel video. Jeez, and why can you delete it and then it doesn't re-download? So stop scaring children. And only God know when you all die, okay?
Takir.
Thank you, Jake Salad. Look at this one. Taco Bell for Life Gang Gang Geek.
I love how you said you were only going to do two more.
No, this is the second one. This is it.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was one. That was a long review. That was one. Shit. It's gay. It's gay. Because the last second, James Charles came to my house and said, hey, rent's due. And then bent me over and James Charles Churro came to the end. Wait, I have to go back.
Now you get my special brush, sister.
The rents do. And then bent me over, and then James Charles's churros came to the day and saved me. And that's how James Churros became my hero. I fucking hate this app. I fucking hate it. I hate it. Wait, this app is Peppa Pig. What are you doing? Wait. Okay, I know I said that was the last one, but one more. Okay. So, I was with my friends, Peppa Pig, Shrek, Dory, and we downloaded this app as a joke because we were bored. So mine said 957 years, and I was like, damn, I am immortal. Peppa said she had 3 years. It's okay because obesity runs in her family, most likely from Daddy Pig. But Dory said 3 minutes, and she was like, oh, I'll forget anyway, so it won't happen. I thought so too. But then, 3 minutes later, we all dropped our hydro flask simultaneously. And Dory said, and I oop, in a really creepy voice. Say it.
And I oop.
That's Dory. Okay. I was like, Dory, what's wrong? And she was like, I'm the real Slim Shady. And then I was like, the mystery is solved. But then she went outside and the bird box thing came out and she killed herself by jumping out of her own fish tank. She got run over by a white Mercedes. Now it is blue. Oh, you fucked up.
That's God. What I hate about that. Please do not download. Did I pass it? Oh, it's gay. There we
go. Oh, it's gay.
Do not download, right? That one?
No.
Hi, gays. I downloaded this app, hoping it as a joke. But then it said I had 1 hour to live, so I laughed with my friend. But then when I had 1 minute left, the lights went out and a creepy voice started laughing scarily. And then all of a sudden my friend screamed and we all ran and we heard a scary laugh. And I runned outside and hiding in the closet, so I don't know where my friends are. Please help me, guys. Thanks.
I have a question.
What?
It says... I runned outside and then hid in the closet.
Yep.
How the fuck do you go out? Do you have a closet outside?
Yep.
What are you, James Churros?
I was expecting it to say 2 to 3 days, but it gave me 4 years. God damn it.
Any more? Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to download the fucking app. I'm going to download it and see what it does. See what it says. You should download it too, bud. Look at this. Even in the description of the fucking app. Disclaimer, this app is for entertainment purposes. Results should be not taken seriously. Okay, so we both downloaded the app now. Let's fucking open it. Oh, fuck, my phone's vibrating too.
See, it's already counting.
Countdown and the license are hearing granted.
Wait, let's do the reveal. Press agree, then yes, and then hold the phones down.
Okay.
And let's see who's going to outlast.
Am I supposed to? Your countdown is ready. Do you accept your fate? Yes. Oh, shit. Yep, your phone's flashing, bud.
The fuck?
What'd you get?
5 years, 108 days, 12 hours, 13 minutes, and 42 seconds.
Mine got 24 years, 291 days, 22 hours, 34 minutes, and 29 seconds.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so my fucking flash is going crazy. What the fuck, dude? What's your phone doing?
Huh? Oh, nothing anymore. I closed the app.
Oh, you closed it?
Yeah. So it's only when you have the app open. Yeah.
Well, that was fucking underwhelming shit.
So this is that fucking game. I forgot whether or not I sent it over Messenger or text, but the fucking video for this shit was gold.
What is it?
It's called Emperors and Beauties.
Emperors and Beauties?
Yeah. In this the fucking trailer for the shit, it was like garbage graphics, like RuneScape level.
This shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the matter? My light. He wants to divorce.
She is not taking any more. Nobody wants her.
Nobody wants her. Nobody wants her. Nobody wants her.
What the fuck?
So I was like, dude, this looks like gold. So I downloaded it. And this is what it's giving me. Henry Golding. Fucking K-pop e-boy, fucking Chow Yun Fat.
Who the fuck is Chow Yun Fat?
He's another martial artist and shit. Chow fucking Yun Fat. Young Donnie Yen, and then the one white boy, just Tom Cruise.
So you remember how the power went out? Well, it's still out right now, but you remember how the power went out?
Yes.
since you know how like half of the Pacific fucking USA doesn't have power.
Yep.
I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna play Yu-Gi-Oh, right?
Yep.
So I wanted to play a Yu-Gi-Oh, and it was like, due to a surge in accesses, we are currently staggering logins to the game. We apologize for the inconvenience and request that you continue your patience. The PG&E fucked up the power so bad that everyone was like, let's play fucking Yu-Gi-Oh, and no one could play Yu-Gi-Oh because of fucking PG&E. Thanks, PG&E. Now, I have one more thing I want to talk about before we close this one out. So, the other day, there's this popular adult woman who was like a, you know, model, actress, whatever the fuck. Her name is Julia Rose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, her and a friend of hers were at the, like, Major League Baseball that occurred the other day.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they have, like, the cameras looking around.
Mm-hmm.
They lifted up their shirts and flashed the cameras.
Nice.
And they had shit written down on the bottom of their shirt. This woman got a letter in the mail from Major League Baseball. It says, October 27th, 2019. Response to incident on October 27th, 2019. On October 27th, 2019, you attended the World Series Game 5 at National Park in Washington, D.C. During this game, you violated the fan code of conduct by exposing yourself during the 7th inning in order to promote your own business. You were also part of a scheme in which you induced others to expose themselves to promote your business as well. You are hereby banned from all Major League Baseball stadiums and facilities indefinitely. Sincerely, David L. Thomas, Vice President, Security at Ballpark Operations, Office of the Commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Nice.
So apparently you can get banned. I don't think the fact that they banned her is because she showed her tits.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she was promoting her business, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think that's going to be it for today. I hope you enjoyed. This is another lack of power episode. So it's going to be like episode 2 of the scary, whatever the fuck I called it. It's not scary stories to tell in the dark because that shit's already real. So we'll catch you on the flippity. What are you going to say?
Flippity dippity. I got to take a shittity.
All right, bye. Bye, guys. I love you. Now that they're gone, what are you going to do to me, Daddy?
Ew, faggot.